Space like I'd read about in The Boy Rocketeers. No portholes, no visiplates, nothing. So when I came to the crossway, I stopped for a second, then turned left. To the right, see, there was Deck 4, then Deck 3, leading inward past the engine focussle to the main jets and the grav helix going purr, purr, purty purr in the comforting way big machinery has when it's happy and oiled. But to the left, the crossway led all the way to the outside level, which ran just under the hull. There were portholes in the hull. I'd studied all that out in our cabin, long before we'd lifted on the transparent model of the ship hanging like a big cigar from the ceiling. Sis had studied it, too, but she was looking for places like the dining salon and the library and Lifeboat 68, where we should go in case of emergency. I looked for the important things. As I trotted along the crossway, I sort of wished that Sis hadn't decided to go after a husband on a luxury liner. On a cargo ship now, I'd be climbing from deck to deck on a ladder instead of having gravity underfoot all the time, just like I was home on the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. But women always know what's right, and a boy can only make faces and do what they say, same as the men have to. Still, it was pretty exciting to press my nose against the slots in the wall and see the sliding panels that would come charging out and block the crossways into an airtight fit in case a meteor or something smashed into the ship. And all along there were glass cases with spacesuits standing in them, like those knights they used to have back in the Middle Ages. "In the event of disaster affecting the oxygen content of companionway," they had the words etched into the door, "break glass with hammer upon wall, remove spacesuit, and proceed to don it in the following fashion." I read the following fashion until I knew it by heart. "Boy," I said to myself, "I hope we have that kind of disaster. I'd sure like to get into one of those. Bet it would be more fun than those diving suits back in undersea." And all the time I was alone. That was the best part. Then I passed Deck 12, and there was a big sign, "Notice, passengers not permitted past this point." A big sign in red. I peeked around the corner. I knew it. The next deck was the hull. I could see the portholes. Every 12 feet they were, filled with the velvet of space and the dancing of more stars than I'd ever dreamed existed in the universe. There wasn't anyone on the deck, as far as I could see, and